Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. What time is it? Well, it's time to head down to the planet's surface. And this is Planet Rick Hector. First time this decade. That sounds really impressive, I think. Doesn't it? First time this decade, I think so. And this is Planet Rick with Rick Hector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening. How are you doing this decade, right?
Yeah, so far, both days so good. So
right. I have no complaints, man. We're still new into this thing, man, and I'm looking at my calendar trying to put together everything that I'm trying to accomplish, not only this year, but, man, dare say it, I even try to plan for a whole decade.
Really? A whole
not
decade.
Not in very specific terms, man, but there are things I do every year, you know. You know, like the ladies event I do every year, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I'll guess, you know, how many I'll be training, you know, in 10 years. How many will I be training, you know? Right now, I'm looking at doing 1,000 ladies, giving them a free range safety briefing and shooting lesson, but.
That's just a minor increase off what you did. What did you do last time?
I did 840, man. You know, which was, you know, it was an all-time best. It was less than the 900 I was shooting for, pardon the gun metaphor. But, you know, 1,000. I think it's time to hit 1,000, man. I'm going to do 1,000.
Is the Pontiac Superdome still standing? I mean, where would you go to? 10,000?
You know what? I think I'm not sure if they haven't torn it down. They're in the process of about raising it because there's some new, better in use for that facility. The land it's been sitting on has been steadily appreciating, and you know the Lions haven't played there in a long time, man.
Right.
You know, and you know how bad of a season they had this year. I don't even want to talk about those guys, man. They're just sorry. But, you know, just for the upcoming year, man, I'm just looking at all the things that I have, you know, just for this year. I'm, like, really, really excited, man. Just think. First, next month, Florida Carry, gun rights organization, you know, in the Sunshine State, man. They're having an outdoor camping Second Amendment event, like in the first week, the very first week of February, man, on February 8th. So I'm going to go down there and I'm going to get into a sleeping bag and we're going to have an outdoor Second Amendment thing and we're going to have like a full day of speakers and, you know, barbecue and all that other stuff in the park. But, you know, it is Florida, so it's going to be warmer than it is, you know, here in Detroit. Let's tell you.
I was going to say that's the only place you could do that. So.
Yeah, you don't want to be in Detroit in February, man.
No.
And, you know, but just look at all the other stuff that's been going on, man. I've missed you, Bill. I really have. Being on the show, all the stuff I've been doing since we've been on hiatus, man. You know, we had an anti-gun town hall here in Detroit. You know, I got to crash that event and you know, and give like a 10-minute, you know, speech about their anti-gun agenda. You know, that was fun.
Yeah.
Was on local radio here. Was on local, has another TV appearance during our hiatus, you know, local TV show. and, you know, debating guns and that stuff, man. So, yeah, it's been a lot going on, man.
What do you, I mean, besides what we're going to talk about tonight, what do you make of all the hoopla that the Texas shooting, the Texas church incident is whipping up right now?
You know, it's like there's no appeasing anti-gun people, man. I mean, don't even, you know, try. The thing is, and I think the results speak for themselves, is that we had an unfortunate incident. You know, it was a guy who was obviously disturbed. He had some issues. He arrived at a house of worship. He wanted to, for whatever reason, shoot up a bunch of God-fearing church-attending folk. Unfortunately for us, you know, the good guys, he managed to kill two people. But from start to finish, man, when he first started shooting until the time a person in the security detail in the church actually retired him and took him down, man, it was about 6 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine? 6 seconds. So no matter what city you live in, no matter how big your law enforcement community is, how fast their response time is, you're not going to get a 6-second response time from the police. It's not going to happen.
Not unless they're there.
Well, they have to be there. But, you know, if they're there, you know, they, you know, it doesn't get the kind of response time.
No. I kind of think that response and everything, given the, given the circumstances, I think that was textbook. What do you think?
I haven't seen anything that would let me think I saw any glaring issues. One of the things that I liked about their planning is that they actually had a plan, man.
Yeah.
They actually had a plan. They had an individual who, I believe, the guy who was running, you know, their security detail, was actually a guy who had some experience with the local reserve police department. And get this, a guy after my own true heart, he's actually a firearms instructor, you know.
Yeah.
And when you go into the actual, you know, details of his personal response, man, there were people who saw this weird guy in an obvious disguise. They, you know, put this, you know, everyone in security was looking at this guy and was observing this guy. And as soon as he started shooting, you know, the hero, you know, this guy took a shot, and I'm reading it, and I'm like in total I shouldn't say dismay, but I'm like totally shocked. He took that shot at like 50 feet, man. And I'm like, one shot at 50 feet and he didn't miss.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thoroughly impressed. You know, and I'm looking at my social media feed, man, and there's all these gun guys and gun gals talking about, man, I hardly ever take any shots at 50 feet.
Yeah.
And if you figure you're taking a shot at 50 feet and it's only one shot, and your shot was, you know, pardon the pun, dead on, man. You know, you ever go to a gun range to get some practice in, and that first shot is never as good as you wanted it to be the very first one?
Sometimes. But, I mean, since I trained with Fisher, I mean, he had us zeroing our optics at 70 or 25 yards, which is 75 feet. So, those long range shots I see where they are pretty good to go. We're coming up on the first break. The only thing I disliked about that whole incident is the first defender that did get shot and died. He was real close to him. And when he was drawing his weapon, I just sort of thought he should have broken left or broken right and gotten out of that guy's sight.
Yeah, there appeared to be one guy, and it might be the same one. He looked like he didn't get his gun out, you know, fast. Yeah?
Nope.
And that's one of the things that, you know, if you carry a gun, especially if you're carrying it concealed, is how fast can you actually get to it and draw it, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not fast enough, man, trying to get that gun out might be, unfortunately, the last thing you do.
You better be mobile. You better be mobile. Going into the first break, this is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. Of course, he is he's the chief instructor at Legally Armed in Detroit. He is the chief instructor at Rick's Firearms Academy. And he is the starship captain that circles Planet Rick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is Planet Rick with Rick Hector. What are we talking about tonight, sir?
Tonight, we're going to talk about the emotional aftermath of a violent encounter, a violent incident. Some of the things that a potential victim may experience emotionally in the aftermath.
Okay.
If you've been keeping a scorecard, an agenda list of all the things that we've been covering on these Planet Rick appearances, man, we've covered a lot of ground. And as a matter of fact, we've actually had shows on the elements that lead up to what we're talking about today, emotional aftermath. You know, we talked about things such as, you know, getting the safety, reporting the incident, seeking medical attention, you know, do you have a legal defense plan? And some of the things that you're going to experience in the aftermath. So, setting the stage, you've had some type of encounter. And in the aftermath of this encounter, you survived, you have prevailed. Whatever secondary events, such as a police investigation, you've been arrested, you've somehow managed to post bond if that was required. And now you're left in that period of uncertainty, and you may have issues with coping. So these things that we're going to talk about today are stages of an emotional aftermath of a violent encounter. And like we do from time to time, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
What are some of the emotional phases or stages do you think someone would go through in the aftermath of a violent encounter?
When we're talking aftermath, how much time has elapsed?
I would say from any time after you actually pull the trigger and you actually use it to defend yourself. That's where we're going to pick up this timeline. So
okay.
From the point where you actually defended yourself, what are some potential emotional stages or phases do you think you may go into?
You're going to go through a huge physiological change. You're probably going to vomit. You're going to cry. When the police come, the one thing that you have to do when the police come is you can't sit there and go, listen, I didn't mean to do this. I didn't want to do this. I was just here and he just came up to me. You're going to start blurting all this stuff out. You're going to be constantly looking at that person. And if you have terminated them, if you shot them and killed them, you're going to be thinking they're not really dead. They're going to get up any minute now, because that ending somebody's life is one of those things. That's in the immediate aftermath when the police are talking to you. You're going to be sort of in a daze. You may go into shock.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Then. You know, depending on how that goes, they may start processing you, they may arrest you, and you're going to get to deal with that as well, because you're just out doing something, minding your own business, when this guy decided to attack you, and you've done what you thought was the right thing to do, but you're in the process now. You're in the system. So
Right. Now
there's going to be other shocks coming along besides the one that you've got going on, and then sooner or later you're going to get home, and you're going to be alone for a minute.
Yes, this is the point where I really want to focus on you.
When you are at home alone, when you close your eyes, you're going to see it happen over and over again. You're going to remember details like the shape of the smoke after the gun goes off. You're not going to remember hearing the gun go off because it's probably going to slow down, which is a phenomenon. I don't remember what they call it, but it seems like everything slows down for you. And you're going to see details that you normally, you know, the kind of detail you're going to remember when that happens is going to be shocking, because you're going to remember the look in his eyes before you shot him, after you shot him. You're going to watch him fall. And I say him, him or her, whoever it is. And you're going to be sitting there and remembering every little nuance that went on. But there's going to be things that you should remember you're going to just forget because you weren't paying attention when you got into that tunnel vision moment. Then it starts all over again. When you close your eyes to sleep, you're going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
If you manage to sleep, you're going to see it. You may self-medicate to try to sleep. Then that starts.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you may be doing it, maybe liquid, maybe pills, whatever it is. You just want to sleep and you don't want to dream and you don't want to think about it. But you can't help yourself but think about it. And everything, I mean, then from the rest of your life, if you ever drive by that spot, if you ever go by that spot or something, or God forbid if it happened in your house or in your car, right?
I can top that. What if you were robbed at gunpoint in your very own backyard, coming from the garage in which you parked your car?
Like you were.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
so, exactly. I mean, every time you go out to go to get in your car, every time you go out, if you got a dog, to bring your dog in from the backyard, you're constantly going to be reminded by it. So it is a life-changing event.
It is, man. And there are a lot of things that can happen, you know, as a consequence of that life-changing event. You know, from the textbook, man, when you talk about being thrust into that experience, one of the very first things that you talked about, you know, is the emotional state of elation. This is where, and I can attest, you know, that feeling where, okay, it's over. You know, it was a violent encounter. I'm still here. And in my particular case, I was not injured. I mean, you're just excited, man. You're happy and you're glad it's over. You're glad that you survived and you are just overcome with all this positive emotion, man. And you actually are talking about it. I mean, I remember when I got robbed in the backyard, man, I just wanted to share this story. And I think at some point, you know, people close to me, they really got kind of, you know, tired of hearing it because it was all I could talk about.
Well, it's like being in combat. When you're facing something that you don't know what the outcome is going to be and you have no control over it, and you come out the other end and you're still able to inhale on your own, that is a moment of elation. But we're coming up on the next break. You can tell me how I did with all of my stuff when we get back.
Complete with a grade.
Yeah, complete with a grade. And, you know, for those people who live in Detroit, you guys are very lucky that you live in the city that Rick works in, because he's got Legally Armed in Detroit. He's got Rick's Firearms Academy. He's out there. He's an activist. He's an instructor. And he's a thinker. He's always thinking about what the next thing he's going to do is going to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States is ready to respond to any more attacks by Iran. Esper says that recent actions have been part of Iran's bad behavior over the past 40 years. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin is a Marine Corps veteran who served in Iraq. He joins Fox News and shares what the Iranian influence is like in Iraq.
Well, I served mostly in the western part of Al-Anbar, where there wasn't as much Iranian influence, but certainly you talk to any of my army brethren or anyone that's deployed around Baghdad or other parts of the country, the Iranians were responsible for enormous amounts of destruction. They have American blood on their hands.
All three major stock indexes finished the first day of trading in 2020 with more record-setting highs. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 330 points to finish at 28,869. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And for the first time in 2020 tonight, it is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. And just now, I was being pop quizzed. How did I do?
Man, I thought you did pretty good. I thought you did very good, very good. You gave a lot of detail, and you did more than adequate job of supporting, you know, the answers that you gave. You know, the things that I want to focus on are the textbook examples that they usually give. You gave a lot of great detail, and I think if people who actually suffered a traumatic event, if they heard your explanation, they could identify readily with the answers that you get. But here are the textbook examples of different phases that an individual might go through. And I have the benefit, unfortunately, of having been put into, you know, that type of situation by being robbed at gunpoint coming out of my garage in my backyard. So I can really speak to it. You know, elation. You know, we talked about that, you know, during the last segment. And that's just where you just overcome with this joy and this happiness, this feeling of success that you survived. And in my particular case, man, I, not only did I survive, I was not injured, man. And let me tell you, if you're being robbed and you don't have a gun, you're really thinking to yourself, man, am I going to get shot? You know, there's a chance that you might die. You know, or you might get shot, and then you're wondering how in the world you're going to get to the hospital. You know, those things are definitely some thoughts that's going to be running through your mind. Other things that you may experience, you know, you may experience self-doubt. You know, did I, you know, do the right thing? Was there something else I could have done? Could I have engaged in some other activity to discourage this person? take it to blaming yourself. You know, did I do anything that contributed, you know, to this event? You know, and I was thinking to myself, you know, as I was parked in my car in the garage, I was actually, you know, messing around with stuff in the garage, rearranging things, listening to the radio. You know, I was thinking, hey, maybe if I just parked the car in the doggone garage and got out of it in an expeditious fashion and went into my home, you know, more timely manner, maybe there wouldn't have been that opportunity for someone to attack me.
Now, let me ask you a question. After that happened, did you seek any help? Did you look for somebody to talk to try to work through that?
You know what? I wish I had. You know, in the aftermath, now looking back on it, like 14 years later, you know, it would have given me some positive benefit, I think, to, you know, sit back, you know, not necessarily stretch out on the couch, but to actually bare my soul and really talk through with a professional, you know, a lot of the things that I felt during the encounter and in the aftermath. But I would strongly advise someone to explore that. There are many people who have positions and jobs, and one of the benefits that they may have if they inquire, you know, they may find out that there's some type of counseling available, you know, to deal with some of those post-traumatic issues that you'll have. Say, for example, with being a crime victim or being robbed. You know, like I said, I was fortunate. I wasn't roughed up. I wasn't shot. I wasn't killed. I wasn't injured. You know, I'm still here to tell the story, man. But, you know, in the aftermath of that, I decided to make a few changes. And, of course, getting a gun, you know, that was definitely the big one, and getting the training. You know, other stages that people may go through, you know, would be revulsion. You know, just watching, you know, the actual damage that you could potentially inflict upon a bad guy, you know, actually shooting him, probably with a large caliber firearm, man, particularly at close range. It could get very ugly and unsightly, you know, in very fast order. You know, a lot of times when we think about defending ourselves, we don't actually think about the actual physical damage that's going to occur. And you're going to have to bear witness to that. And just watching what you just did, you know, to a bad guy. And I justify you actually using that force because they put your life in peril. But at the end of the day, after you pull that trigger, man, you're going to be hurting someone, and you may be creating a very visually stimulating, a very visually unattractive scene, man. And you may have problems processing that. You might, you know, start getting sick and vomiting and throwing up.
Yeah.
You know, some other things you may experience, remorse. You know, did I have to do that? Post-traumatic stress disorder, man. You might be out somewhere and maybe you'll hear a large sound, you know, maybe a car backfiring. Maybe it sounds like an actual gunshot. You know, it could cause you to freak out, man. You ever see, you know, when I was in
the military. There were still Vietnam veterans in the military when I was in the military, and I saw some things. You know, I saw some reaction. So I know what you're talking about.
And you know, those things can be, you know, very discomforting, very disorienting, and you know, it really drives home the point, you know, to the suggestion you made, man. Did you receive any help or any, you know, counseling? And I think there's a stigma really that's associated with counseling. And with some of the things that we're seeing in the political landscape today, man, if you seek out counseling or admitted that you had counseling, you know, there might be some potential, you know, consequences that may impact, you know, your gun rights. You know, and I'm hearing, you know, now, too, when you go into a doctor's visit, man, the doctors are now asking you, do
some
you
are.
Own guns?
Yeah, some are. And when they ask me that, I've been asked that before. And I mean, not as a matter of practice, but just as, you know, around here locally, I do local radio around here so people know who I am. And so they want to know. They want to know what I carry, because most of them, then they'll be like, should I carry this? So it's not really that way. But I mean, I know that that's becoming a thing, too.
They're more so saying because they're a fan of the show and they like the product that you put out there and you're educating and you're teaching people. But in terms of a professional setting with a doctor of some sort, I mean, has there been any type of interrogation or questions to assess whether you own a gun and that type of thing?
Well, I mean, if there was, I mean, I already know the answer for that. I'm like, I don't know what that has to do with this broken knuckle I got here.
I slammed my
hand in a drawer. I did not slam it in a gun.
Right.
Do you own a gun, Doc? Do you own guns? You know, I'll play their little game with them. I love to get with these educated professionals and you know, mess with their heads a little bit. But that's just me. I'm just one of those. I find fascination in stuff like that.
But, you know, and the other thing, you know, and we hit upon it a few seconds ago, you know, counseling, you know, are there any resources that you can avail yourself of if something happened and you wanted to speak, you know, if you're ever considering ever engaging in counseling? Yes, you have to think about your mental and psychological well-being, but the other consideration, though, would be to first talk with your lawyer and say, well, hey, are there people, you know, that I can talk to?
I tell you what. I want to continue this. Let's go to this break. And when we get back, I actually know of some things that actually include that. But this is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rick Ector, because we are on Planet Rick right now. We've been talking about what you go through after what you're going through internally in your head after you're in a self-defense shooting, and we were talking about counseling. I think, and I'm saying this from my own experience, I think mm-hmm. that counseling is preferable to the time that it takes to, they say time heals all wounds.
Okay.
It will do that. It will lessen and it will numb and everything else. Or you could actually just go get some help and, get over it in much quicker, in a much more expeditious manner. And, with some of these companies that provide these legal service insurance, programs, right. Some of these have psychological counseling built into them.
That is true. As a matter of fact, the plan I belong to, it actually has a component where you actually are referred to a qualified therapist, man. And it works out to, 10 to 15 visits. And from talking with the rep, I was talking to them specifically at a Christmas party, believe it or not. The clan that I belong to, they're actually headquartered. Not headquartered per se, but they have an office here in Detroit because some of the big shots in the company, are from Detroit. And they had an open house over the Christmas holidays, and I went by, man, always seeking to increase my knowledge base, man. And we got to talking about the plan because I knew that we were doing this show and this was a topic that I wanted to do, and I wanted to draw a clear line between what they offer and what some other organizations offer. The key component, as you mentioned, do they have that component where you can actually talk to a qualified therapist that has expertise and experience in dealing with that type of trauma? And if you do, it's just a matter of filing the paperwork with this one company and, they'll then authorize you and it works out to like 10 to 15 sessions with a qualified therapist. And yeah, I would say intuitively it would be better to talk with someone and to, get some professional help and, work through some of those emotions and feelings that you're going to experience, with someone who's trained to deal with that rather than just cycle yourself through, those phases. And I know I went through those phases, man. I went through the immediate aftermath. I went through a phase where, one, I was happy that I prevailed And I was happy, and I wanted to share that with everyone, whether, you know, I told them, you know, already, or I told them five times. I wanted to keep sharing the good news that, you know, I survived, you know, this violent encounter. And I think there's a period too, man, where, you know, your thoughts can go dark, man. You're like, well, hey, you know, I went through this life-threatening encounter. I don't want to go through it again. You know, I want to make sure that there's some changes that have been made such that if it happens again, that, you know, I will prevail then, but maybe we'll have a different outcome. And then, you know, I just self-absorbed myself into, you know, personal protection. I wanted to know everything about personal protection, guns. You know, I wanted to learn everything about guns and how to use guns, and wanted to, you know, learn, you know, some tactics and some responses, you know, and I subscribed to every newsletter I could find. I would listen to a variety of shows that were out there. I was like a sponge, man. And it got to a point where the information I received, I wasn't getting as big a payoff from it as I was initially when I was first doing, you know, the research. And that was what led me to be an instructor, man, because I thought that maybe if I knew some of the things that instructors and training counselors knew, maybe that would give me another edge. And you know what? I was absolutely right for one simple thing. After a certain point, your knowledge doesn't necessarily come from, you know, learning per se, your craft per se. It's the incorporation of the experiences of your students and getting their feedback of what they went through and being able to share and apply what you know. And then you get the benefit of their additional experiences, man. It just broadens your horizons. I mean, teaching truly not only helps the student, but it actually helps the instructor, believe it or not.
Yeah. Well, I believe that. I believe that. I just, I think, and also for people that might want to be looking, if you came to that, you could contact the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, and they would recommend a Second Amendment-friendly psychiatrist for you as well.
Oh, that is great. Now, I presume that's on a nationwide basis. They got the resources no matter
whether you're... I don't know how nationwide they are, but they are a network of doctors, the DRGO, and one of the founders is a psychologist, Dr. Okay. Young. He's a very and he's a very practiced psychologist. So there are resources out there, and the whole stigma that is attached to going and getting counseling. If I'd known then what I know now, I wouldn't hesitate.
Oh, yeah, there is that stigma that's associated with receiving counseling. Yeah.
But healing, you know, it's not like I'm going out there and advertising that I'm going to go do something like that. And, I mean, I guess it'll all be relative because, like, I'm looking at this Wilson guy coming out of Texas, and he seems quite well-adjusted to what happened.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, because I had that very same thought. As I was listening to his press conference that he did, I'm like, man, he seems to be processing this all very well, but you know, you don't know. I mean, he might be going through some things. There might be some things that will unfold later, but at least from the outset, he seems to be handling it very well. I mean, yes, this dirtbag that went into this church and cowardly opened fire on people, you know, in church. You know, yeah, he's a bad guy, but still, you're in a situation where you were forced to do something.
But there's no ambiguity about it. I mean, he knew that he had no choice on that. He was going to watch it. So maybe that's helping him. I don't know. But once again, we don't know what it's like for him when he goes home and he's alone.
Right.
So.
Right.
Anyway.
And some other, you know, just to throw out for clarity, you know, some other things out here. You know, once you run it by your attorney, you know, who you can talk to and not worry about anything getting back to, you know, the courts or law enforcement or if the local prosecutor is thinking about assessing charges against you, you know, talk to your attorney and make sure that people that you're considering talking to, you know, whether there's any, you know, discretion that's allowed or afforded to them. You know, whether you're talking about professional counselors, social workers, clergy, you know, trusted friends, and of course, you know, your spouse. And I would say with your spouse, I will jokingly add, make sure that you and your spouse are on very good terms.
Yeah. It's going to add pressure to you in no uncertain terms. Just be aware of that going in and, you know, make you know, if you're carrying a gun, you need to be thinking about these things. I've said this many times. You need to be thinking about what happens if you use it. So there is that. So before we run out of time, tell everybody how they can find you.
You can find me, Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name, E-C-T-O-R, whether it's at my website at DetroitCCW.com or LegallyArmedInDetroit.com.
Probably if you search his name, you probably will see a bunch of different TV interviews, radio interviews, because Rick gets out there. Rick is a media darling. Everybody wants to be like Rick, so that they if they can't be like him, they just go get him and have him on their show. So me included.
Man, I tell you, even the people that don't like me tune in, man, because they want to have something to grouse about.
There you go. All right, sir. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. We'll do it again next week.
Hey, man, can't wait. Same bat time, same bat channel, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Be there, be square. Hour number three is inbound. It's going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.